Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the Perek Shlishi, the third Perek in the Rambam Seches Gerushin, the Laws of Divorce, in the Rambam Sefer Nashim, where the Rambam continues the theme of the previous Perakim, where in Perek Aleph we opened up all the different variables in the general concept of Gerushin, which he said there are 10 biblical requirements. And the second Perek, he started that discussion. And here in this Perek, he continues that discussion where it says, B'chasav law, save a kriti, he has to write it for her, which discusses regarding the laws of writing the get for this man and for this woman. But the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph regarding the get that was written Shaloi Lishma, not for the namesake of the individuals. The Rambam says, Kol get Shaloi Nichtam L'shem Ha'isha Megarish. Any divorce document that's not written for this man who's divorcing, or L'shem Isha Meskeresh Hashem, for this woman who's getting divorced, then in a get, it's not a valid divorce document. Ketzad, the Rambam explains how so. And the Rambam goes through in all the following halachas how far this halacha goes. So he says, Sofer Shekasav Get L'Lamadav, this is a scribe that's writing a get to learn how to do it. He's learning that profession. Or he's coming to teach to his class, to his students. And then the husband walks by. And he finds, wow, what a coincidence. The name that's written on this get for practice is his name. And the name of the woman is the same name as his wife. The same city as his city. When he takes it and uses it, great. He gets a cheap price because it was a practice one and he used to divorce his wife. Says the Rambam, in a get. It's not a valid get, because since it wasn't written for the purposes of Gerushin, it was written for practice. Halacha Beis. Yes, says the Rambam, even more than this. Kasav L'Garsha Sishta B'Nimlach, let's say the guy wrote it for his wife, but then he changed his mind. He said he doesn't want to divorce his wife anymore. So he has a get here with no utility. Umotza ben Irev Amalai, and a fellow city member meets him and he says to him, hey, wait a second, I heard you want to divorce your wife. He says, yeah, I even wrote up the get, but I changed my mind. And the guy says, wait a second, Shmi Kishimcha, my name is the same name as yours. V'shem Ishtik Shem Ishtecha, my wife's name is the same as your wife's name. And you know what? I want to divorce her, and you already have one available anyway. When they told him, Amen the Begirishbay, and he takes that guy's get and he uses it to divorce his wife, says, Ram, Avbish and Nichlam Shem Girishin, even though it was written for the purpose of Girishin, still, even here, ain't the guest not going to be valid as a get, because it wasn't written for the Girishin of this couple. It was written for that other couple. Halacha Gimel says, Ram, yes, I'll say, even more than this. Mishish Lishdei Noshim Sheshmai Sein Shabbos. Someone has two wives, which the wives have the same name. V'chasav L'garish Zagdaila, and he wrote the get, originally wanted to divorce the old one. V'nimlach, he changed his mind, and then V'girish B'zagdaila, he wants to divorce the younger one, which anyways have the same name. And a get is not valid as a get, because the Rambam explains. Av b'shem nechtav l'shem isha magarish, although it's written for the sake of this man who's divorcing, b'lei nechtav l'shem zushin is garish, but it's not written for this woman who's getting divorced. He first meant that one, that woman, who Miriam, who had the same as the old one, and not for the younger one, it was a different woman. Halacha Dalet, says Rambam. Yes, I can, even more than this. Omala Saifer, if he says to the scribe, Ksaif, write it. Ve'ezit she'erts agarish by. And whichever one I want to, I'll use it to divorce. So it's not that it was the wrong one. If you made it for the older one, then you changed the young one. Okay, can I understand that Shalashma? Here it says no. And they both have the same name anyway. Whichever one I'm going to want to divorce, I'll use it. V'chasav asev al-dazah. And the Saifer is writing it for that sake, whichever one he's going to choose. Ve'gerish by Achman, he divorced one of them with the get. So here, actually, here it's a doubt if it's Gerushin or not, which depends on the principle, which the Gemara does not resolve. If we say, Ein Breira, which is that you cannot retroactively clarify when it was written, so then it wasn't written specifically for this woman. Or do you say, Yesh Breira, which retroactively clarified that this was the one that was written for, and therefore it's not clear if there's a valid Gerushin or not. And hence, if let's say someone else does a Kedushin, we have to be concerned, because maybe there was Breira, maybe this woman was divorced, or maybe not. So therefore, it's a doubtful gerushin. It says the Rambam, he qualifies as, which includes all these cases, and again, it was written not for the namesake of this woman. So although, okay, had the same name anyway, hey, you know, they wrote it for this wife, Miriam. So he goes, okay, let's do it lishma. And they take a quill, and they write it over for the namesake of that Miriam, in a get. It's not going to be valid as a get, because writing on top of what's called ksav agabi ksav, it's not considered ksav, it's not considered like you wrote anything, hence it was not written lishma of that woman. Now, halacha hey, the Rambam continues regarding that of what's called a get yashan, an old get, and regarding a get that was written before its date. Halacha hey, misha kazav get l'garsha sishta, if someone writes a get to divorce his wife, now, v'nim lefa l'garsha, as we told him before, a guy could change his mind, he decides not to divorce her. And after he wrote it, he still secludes himself with ours. You know, he's thinking about keeping this relationship going on. Says the Rambam, once he did that, so then at a later point in time, he said, you know what? I think this is all a mistake. I think I should have divorced you. And later point in time, he says, you know what? I have that get anyway. He goes upstairs to use the get. He wants to divorce her. He cannot use that get when he subsequently wants to divorce her again. Now, v'mgir shabaisa get to yashu. Now, if he does divorce her with that old get, hariz v'mgir shabaisa, she will be halachically divorced. And she can initially go ahead and get married to someone else. Shari nechtab l'shma, because it was written for her sake. And v'hari nasla at be'edim kelchasa, and he's giving it to her in front of witnesses according to the halacha. So then says the Rambam, so why did I say that initially he cannot divorce her with the get yashin? That's exactly what's rabbinic concern. Maybe people might say, gita koydim libna, that her get was before her child. Meaning, what that might be is that at one point in 1989, he wanted to go ahead and divorce her. And he says, you know what, let's make it up. But there's nothing he still has to get. And they delay a few years till 1995. And in that interim period, they had children. And then subsequently he decides to divorce her with that same get. So at a later point in time, they're going to forget exactly what happened, but they're going to see that the date of the get was before the birth date from their children. And they're going to think, hey, wait a second, this child was born out of wedlock after they had already been divorced, which is a deficiency in that child. So to prevent that, they said you can't use a get yashin, but halachically, if it was used, it is halachic divorce. Halacha vav, amala seifa, let's say, says to the scribe, k'seif get laplainis, write a get for that woman, v'yiyi imi, and then she'll be with me. That is likushen sender, when I'm going to marry her, then I'll divorce her. I mean, he's ready, the prenuptial, he already has to get ready, prepared, before he's even married to her. And v'nichtav, so the sefer wrote it, and they got married to her, and he subsequently used it to divorce her, says the Rambam, and again, it's not a valid get. Nishlohoysa bas gerishin mimenu, she wasn't a woman that was able to be divorced from him, kishenichtav gets that when this get was written. V'nimtza shenichtav shalashim gerishin. Again, it comes out, it was written, not for the purpose of gerishin, because it cannot be for the purpose of gerishin, you're not even married to get divorced. So therefore, it's missing, it's lacking in its quality of, like we said, has to be written l'shma, which means to say for this woman, for the purpose of gerushin, which you can't have yet because you're not married. Now, Abul Amalei, but let's say, says to the scribe, k'sav eisei la'arusasi, write this for my fiancé, for the woman I'm engaged to, which is l'kashesena gershena, which sounds similar, which is, yeah, that when I'll get married, I'll use it to divorce her. U'knas v'gershem, and he subsequently marries her, and he divorces with it. So here, actually, says Rambam Kosh, it's going to be valid. That is, she could use it to get married to someone else, because at the time when it was written, they were at least engaged, which he could divorce her, because you need a get if you want to divorce the woman that you're engaged to. But initially, he should not use it to divorce her with this, as we said in the previous halacha, because of the circumstances of what's called using something that was from a prior time. But after the fact, it is going to be valid, in contrast where if he wasn't even married to her, then forget about the get yashin part, it's not even written l'shem gerushin, there is not going to be valid. Now let's say kusavli vinter, let's say he writes this for his sister-in-law who his brother died without any children, which she's a shemeres yavim, v'achashi yib megirushin, and after that he did yib, then he used to divorce her, I raise a sveik gerushin, here it's a doubt if it's a valid gerushin, she's not a full-fledged wife at the time that they wrote it, because we're not sure, this zika, this connection that he has with the yavama, does she have halacha like an arusa, like as if they're somewhat engaged, and therefore it is valid that it's l'shem gerushin? Or maybe no, as long as there's no kedushin with a maimer, which is a rabbinic kedushin that there is for a yavama, they're not like engaged, and therefore it wasn't written l'shem gerushin. Because of that, if it was given, it would be a suffic gerushin. Now halacha zayin, the Rambam continues regarding the writing of the get, specifically that of the typhus, which is the standard text, and the signing of the witnesses, that this all has to be done l'shma for this woman. Salach Hazayin, says the Rama, Netakana Sefer, because of the helping of the scribes, which is that this is a profession, you can't do everything in the last second. The documents of divorces have to be ready so that when people come, he has what to give them, to sell them. So he tiri chacham l'sefer. So the sages permitted the scribe, sheyichtiv tavsi gittin, that they should write the standard text of the get, which is a long document, you can't just write up and have it available on demand. But if you write up the standard text, which they allowed, although we'll see shortly, we don't generally allow that, but for the seifim, takan seifim, they let them write the standard text. But at least, v'yanich, they have to leave over mekayma isha, mekayma isha, the place of the man and the place of the woman. You can't use the generic names, oh, Moshe and Miriam, you can't use those, even to fill in those standard, to have even that ready. No, that has to be left over. Mekayma zman, the place of the date, mekayma reit metesel chal adam, which is a primary line in the divorce, that is, you are permitted to every single person. This is what's called the tayrif. Not the taifas, the tayrif, which is the primary element of the get, which, if it's not written l'shma, and has the names already ready, again, that get would be void. So that you could write it when they come, for the sake of this man who's divorcing, and for the sake of this woman who's getting divorced. And then the witnesses will sign it for the purposes of this man and for that woman. Now, says Rama Halacha Ches. Sefer Shekas Vaget Lishmoy V'Lishmoy Kelchas. Okay, so let's describe rights to get the divorce document for the sake of his name and for her name, according to the Halacha. But V'Chas Mo'ed M'Shalei Lishmoy. But the witnesses, they sign, not for the sake of that woman. They did not have that woman in mind. Says the Rambam, but since it was given over in front of witnesses, forget about the ones who signed the document. There's Eid Mesira, it was given over in front of witnesses. So Harei is a get. So it is a get. Elishu possibly, the Rambam says in the parentheses, but it's invalid, which as the Rambam had said, his words possibly means rabbinically, which V'lama ain't a bottle. Why isn't it void? Why isn't it biblically problematic? Because the witnesses don't sign on the document of Neteken Olam, only because of rectification of the world, meaning to help the woman, because what might happen is that if it's given in front of witnesses and they die, comes out that there's no verification in the document to say that it was valid because there's no witnesses signed and the witnesses who had seen it, they already passed away. So since the whole signing of the witnesses in the get itself was only rabbinic institution to help the woman, so even if it was signed Shalei Lishma, which is a problem, that's not going to make it bottle because biblically you don't even have the witnesses signed in the document itself. But says the Rambam, Yesh Mishem, there are those who want to say, Shem Chas Ma'idim Shalei Lishma, if the witnesses signed inside, not for the namesake of the woman, since it's like a fraudulent from within the document itself, because like we said, the whole get has to be done Lishma. Now, although you don't need the Eid Chasima, the witnesses signed inside, but they did, and they did it Shalei Lishma, how is it get bottle? So that's actually biblically problematic. It's totally void as a get. So to v'chinim hoya echad me'ed apostle, let's say one of the witnesses was invalid. Let's say just one witness itself was in the document that was valid. So Ava Bishon Nimitz V'Eid Moldova was given over in front of the witnesses. That's going to be a void document, again, because you didn't need it. But when you did it, it's not in a good way. So that says it's not a good get. Says the Ram, however, but does not seem to be correct to me, their interpretation. Elakim Azuyev. All it is that it's like it's fraudulent. But Lim Azuyev is not definitively fraudulent because you don't even need them. Rather, if since it's given over in front of witnesses who see it being delivered, it is valid. But again, it's rabbinically going to be invalid because, again, you might come to rely on the witnesses that are signed inside because you can't recognize that there's anything wrong from within the get. And that's problematic because you can't rely on them. But again, biblically, it's okay because you had Eid Mesira. But actually, if it would be recognizable from within. For example, let's say the witness is signed distant from the writing, as the Ram mentioned this idea in Perek Aleph. So it was given over in front of witnesses, so that's going to be valid because the primary gerushin is the Eid Mesira, and you're not going to come to rely on the Eid Chasima because you know that they're too far from the writing, which we know that it's not reliable. But it's only over here where you cannot tell. So it's like Mezuyah, so again, it's going to be rabbinically a problem, but not biblically a problem. Now, Halacha says the Ram continues regarding a get that got lost, which this all relates to, do we know that this is the get that was written Lishma for this woman? Halacha test, how may be get? If there's an agent that's bringing a get, he loses it, and then he finds it. So it depends. If he lost it in the place where caravans, where people and a populace, they're not usually found over there. So even if he finds it after a long time, this is in the presumption that the get that was lost from him is the get that was found. But therefore she could get divorced with this. Now, but let's say it was lost in a place where caravans constantly are coming and going, and we have to be concerned that maybe he fell from someone else that has the same name, and she has the same name. So here it's only in mitzui miyat. It's only if you find it immediately. That no one that had passed by, even though we saw people pass by, but no one delayed there, no one tarried over there. Or let's say you find it in a vessel that you had placed it in, and the agent clearly recognizes this vessel, this receptacle, in the length and the width shall get of the get that was wrapped in this kli, then will remain with its chazaka, and then also with this kash make a divorce with. But if not, then it's more stringent again that because since sheres mitzvahs, we do have to be concerned that maybe it is someone else's with the same name of the man and the woman. Halacha Yud. Now, let's say, however, there was a presumption in that place that Ish Echad Sheshmai Kishmai Shebaget. There was another man with the same name of this person in this get. And also that it's a place where people come and go, where caravans, Shiras Mitzuyas. Oh, then Cheshim, then we have to be concerned. Shebaget Zeha Nimtza Shalaysi Yisha Acharu. Maybe this get that was found was that other person who has the same name. since people passed by already, since you had lost it. And even though they didn't tarry over there, but since we have two flaws, first of all, you have Shiras Mitzuyas, where people constantly go where you lost it, and also we already have a Chazaka that there's someone else that has the same name as this man. So the Rambam is stringent and says that even though no one delayed over there, rather just have it that passed by, we have to be concerned. Maybe the person who passed by had dropped it. Which from the Rambam it seems that if it actually gets lost in a place where Shiras is not Mitzuyas, then even if it's Muchzik in that place that you have a person with the same name, even if you find it at a later point in time, it would retain this Chazaka, because as long as you don't have people passing by, you have to be concerned that it fell for another person with that same name. Now, Vim Nisgar Shabai, and if she was divorced with this, which we said, but you have to be concerned, as the Rambam is describing the case of where you have these two problems. One, you have another person, Muchzik, with the same name, and also people pass by. So then, Hareza Safed Megreshes, we're in doubt if she's divorced or not. Again, it might be that same get, but it might not be. Now, Avim Loyova Adam Shem, but if no one even passed by, then Hareza Bechazkar, then it's going to retain its Chazaka. So even though we know that in this town there's another person that has the same name and him and her as this couple, but still, since no one passed by, and we find it in the same place, then we presume that it was the original get, and she could be divorced with them. Halacha Yiralf. Let's say Hayula Eidim Baget Simen Muvik. Let's say the witnesses in the get, they had a very well-recognizable sign that this is the get that they had signed on. So we could verify that it was them and not some other person with the same name as that same couple. How so? Let's say they say, oh, we know the get that we signed on. There was neck of Yeshba, but Sally's point is there was a small little hole in the paper on the side of that letter. They say, we never signed on another get that had the same names. We remember which the names of the people, and it was only the first name, but we remember we never signed on another get that had names, what was signed on this, of this Leia and Yisrael. So therefore, and as the Mefarshim pointed also, that must be that it wasn't known to be that there were witnesses with the same name as those witnesses, or that they themselves recognize their signatures. Oh, so then if they themselves know, either because of a sign in the paper or because they know they never signed in another one, so Hareza Bechazkar, so then it does retain its Chazaka, it's discouraged by, and then she could be divorced with that. And that V'ava Bisham Mitzayach is Mama Ruben, even though it's found after a much later point in time, Uvimkoim Shashir's Mitzuyas, and in a place where, even if there's caravans that come and go, and even if there's a Chazaka that we know that there's another couple that has the same names, doesn't make a difference, because we know definitively that it was this. And the same thing is, if the agent himself, not just the witnesses, also has a Simon Muvik in the get, that he's also going to leave, as the Ravid points this out. Aloch Yud Beis, says the Rambam, let's say there's Shnayim, two people, which, again, the couples have the same name, Shasholchu Shnei Gittin, that they sent two Gittin, Vinisarva, now the Gittin got mixed up, and they both have, it's hard, you can't tell which is which, because they both have the same names, the couples. So what you do is, Nesim Shneim Lazu, Shneim Lazu, Beit Mesir. So you have to give both Gittin to both women with Eid Mesir. So either way, she's getting the get. Another one's just like a piece of paper. Now the Fikach HaMavad Echman, therefore if one of the two Gittin happen to get lost, I'm reassuring the bottle. So the second one is void, because you don't really know which one it is. And the first one discussed, we're going to the wording, the terminology of Hashem, the bottle. It's not really bottle. It just means to say it's not going to have any validity for the woman because we don't know if she's getting the one that was her get or it's the other woman's get. Now, look at Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding writing the names of the divorcee and the one who's divorcing. Misha hayu l'shnei shemes. Someone had two names. B'chein isha shish l'shnei shemes. Or if the woman also had two names. So, kesh megarish, when you're divorcing, so you write the names that they're accustomed to, and that people know them by the most. And also you write in the get, ishplaini, so you say that name of that person, any other name that he has, and he's gerish ishplaini, and he's divorcing that woman, and he writes that name that are more well known by, and all other names that she has, because if you don't, then it might be rumors regarding when she gets married to someone else and say, wait a second, who's that guy? Well, we don't know him by that name. That's his name. That's his legal name. So to avoid all those problems, they write the most well-known and any other name that he has. And v'mkas v'chanechas v'chanechasa. Now, if you write his nickname or her nickname, and here the rabbi points out, we're talking about that it's a well-known nickname, which is much discussion regarding what exactly is a nickname. Is it a family name? Is it like a nickname? But be that as it may, kosher, it's going to be valid. Halach Yudal, Kasav Hashem, Shein Midum by Biyasa. Let's say, but they don't write the more well-known name. He's not, no one even knows him by that name. V'kasev, and he writes, but, kol shim sheishloi, besides his name, and it's any name that he has, still, his apostle is going to be invalid, because you didn't write the primary name. Let's say shina shmoi or shma, let's say they changed his name, or her name, or v'shem iroi, or shem iroi, or they wrote the wrong city for him, or the wrong city where she's from. So avbish, because even though they wrote, in the same idea, kol shim sheishloi, but kol shim sheishloi, any name that he has, or any name to her, like you think you're going to cover all your bases, no, and the guest not going to be valid, because you didn't write the primary name of that person. Halachat Hazvav, the Ram continues regarding who is valid to write the get. Hakul Kshem Lichta Besaget, everyone is valid to write the get. Chutz Mechamisha, except for five individuals. Goy, a non-Jew, Ve'ebet, a slave, Ve'cheirish, and a deaf mute, Ve'sheita, a mentally deranged person, Ve'katan, and a minor. And, but says the Ram, Afila Isha Atzma Kesev says get, even the woman herself, she's not one of those five, she could write her get. And then she obviously has to acquire it to the husband so that he can subsequently give it to her. But she could write the get. Yisrael Shem L'Goy, now however, a Jew that switch to being like a non-Jew, or he publicly desecrates the Shabbos, so he's going to be treated like a goy, like a non-Jew for all his purposes, and again, he's not going to be valid to write the get. Now, why are these five individuals not allowed to write the get? Says the Rabbi, this all comes back to the halacha we're discussing in this parak, because the one who's writing has to be lichter, has to write it l'shem ha'isha magarish, or l'shem ha'isha miskreshes, for the purposes of this man who's divorcing, but this woman who's getting divorced. Now, the guy is not writing it lishma for her sake. He's writing it based on his own intentions. And the cheresh shayt v'katan, regarding those three, the deaf, mute, mentally deranged, and the minor, inim b'nei dea. They're not considered people of intelligence, and they don't know how to write it lishma. And ba'eved, inim b'tayz gittin v'kedushin, the slave, is not in the halachic category of gittin and kedushin, because he himself cannot get married halachically and do gittin because his kedushin is not tevis. And the Torah says, v'chasav nasin, whoever could give, meaning he could give the get himself because he was married to a Jewish woman, he could do the ksiva. And lefika hu pasuk hagul l'chal devar, therefore he's invalid like a non-Jew for all purposes, even though Eved Kenani has halachas like a Jewish person, but since there's no kedushin, so he doesn't have gittin, and therefore since he doesn't have his own gittin, he cannot write the gittin. And v'im kasav get echem mechamisha elev, if one of these five actually wrote the get, in the get it's not a get, and even though valid witnesses signed in it, and they gave it over in front of valid witnesses, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have the status of a get. Now, halachi inside. But let's say kasav echem mechamisha elu toifes a get. Let's say one of these five categories of people wrote the standard text of get. V'nich mekoy matrev, and left over the primary, the specifics of this get, shuhum mekoy ma'isha, it's the place of where the man's name is, mekoy ma'isha, the place of the woman's name, mekoy ma'zman, the place of the date, mekoy ma'riyat m'tez l'chodm, and the place of that line, which is you're permitted to every single person, uchsavim, and then the tairif, the primary, was written by hapikeach, mentally sane, hagodol, an adult, ha'israeli, a Jew, l'shmai, for the namesake of the individuals, ha'rizik get kosher, so then that is going to be a valid get, because since the primary get, which was the Torah particularly that said v'chasam la, it should be l'shma, which is the Torah, was written l'shma, so therefore it's going to be valid. Moreover, the Rambam says halacha yitzches, actually mutu lahanich, you're actually permitted to allow chereshayt v'katan, those three out of the five, the mentally deranged, the deaf mute, and the minor, licht of tevis get like a, even initially actually to let them write the standard text of the get, but v'hu only, we said they, it's only after the fact, but yeah, but you could, if sheyiha godla b'keich emel agabam, if you have an adult that's sane, that's standing over them when they're writing and telling them, write it for lishma, for that man and that woman, then it's going to work. But if you don't have a girl, so you can't even let them write the standard text because they might write the toirif, which that's going to be a totally invalid get. But for the toifis, if you have an adult standing over them, that's going to work. But the other two, the non-Jew and the slave, and we don't even let them write the standard text initially. And even if you have a Jew standing over them and saying what they should do, because they're independent, they're adults, they think for themselves, comes out that the Tevers was written Shalei L'shma, and therefore, we don't let them do that L'ketchila, because again, as a concern because of the Tevers. As Ram says, Shalei Tu, L'chtav Tavsa Gittin, Shalei L'shma L'ketchila, because we didn't let L'ketchila at least, but the Evid, it's valid, but we didn't let, initially, to write even the standard text of Gittin, not for the namesake, which is what we're concerned for by the Evid and the Guy, and they took on the side, the only exception was, like we said, in Halacha Zayin, for the scribes, where we want them to have prepared, so therefore that's where we let a Shalei L'shma, but in general, we do not allow them. Halacha Yotest, the Ram concludes, which regarding, again, the writing of the get, but if it was done, be'isser, prohibitedly, which is, HaKrisiv get b'Shabbos, someone wrote a get on Shabbos, or b'Megiburim on Yom Kippur. Bishkaga, by mistake, they didn't realize that it was forbidden to write, or they didn't realize that this was Shabbos. Unisanila, and they give her the get. Sorry, it's a magreshus. So it is a valid get, and she's going to be divorced. But let's say Kasavai, let's say they wrote it, the Chasmo Bayam, and they also signed it that day. And it was done bizadon deliberately. Unasanul and they give it to her. So here in the Magresh, not going to be divorced. Why? It's a valid get. Maybe you might be chayv miso or whatever, but it's a valid get. No, it's not a valid get. Shari ha'edim b'sul min ha'tar. Because what happens is the witnesses who signed on Yom Kippurim, since they were mechal Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that invalidates them from being a valid witness. So therefore, you have invalid witnesses here signing on the get. So therefore, you cannot divorce her with this get. Now, but let's accept be Yom Tov b'zadon. But in contrast, let's say on the regular Yom Tov, they wrote it deliberately. And was given over in front of two valid witnesses, Beyamtiv on Yamtiv. So Hariza get puzzle. In this case, only going to be rabbinically invalidated because it's like Mezuv Mitoiche, like we said in the previous halacha, by having this the Edom that a puzzle signed on it, where here that they wrote and signed it on Yamtiv, it has a Mezuv Mitoiche flavor. Now, if it was done in Shabbos, Yom Kippurim, the get, the Rambam says, would be batel. Why? Because who's writing it? It's a mumr l'chal Shabbosis. And Yom Kippurim has the same aloha like Shabbos, because they have the same type of sanctity. In contrast, someone who's mechal Yom Tov is not considered like a mumr, like a rebellious Jew, to be mechal Shabbos. So therefore, if witnesses did not sign in it, and it was given in front of Eid Mesira, so that therefore that's going to be a kosher, that's actually a kosher get. Here, where it was signed, so it's a get puzzle because they're signing inside of it, but that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, where Shabbos is that you become a mumel chal Shabbos, and therefore the Rambam says, like, we treat such a person like a guy, therefore it's not going to be valid. But in contrast, when you do it on Yom Tov, even do it deliberately, but he didn't sign in it, so then it's going to be kosher. If you did, but if you gave in front of Eden Ksherim, so then it's going to be only rabbinically invalidated, which Rambam says is a get puzzle.